This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Look around you, almost anywhere. There's a lot of development in the Bay Area, new stadiums, new roads, and in San Francisco, plans are underway to construct more than 50,000 new housing units. All of these projects require digging, and California environmental law requires that anyone doing major digging projects first call a fossil expert. So when work began near Fremont to rebuild the Calaveras Dam, paleontologist Jim Walker was called to the scene to hunt for fossils. He expected to find a few. Instead, he got 600. KALW's Holly J. McDeed met up with Walker to hear more about what the Bay Area may have looked like when these prehistoric animals were alive.
The other day, Jim Walker traveled back in time. No big deal. It's his job.
I get paid to go for hikes and look for fossils. It's kind of like a detective work. You can try and figure out what the world looked like way back when and what was going on.
Right now, he's trying to figure out what was going on way back when in a remote canyon in the Southeast Bay.
It's up in the hills behind Milpitas in Fremont. Actually a very pretty spot. We have a view of Calaveras Reservoir, and then down below we have the dam and all the active construction.
The area where Walker does his digging is pastoral and dry. Today, it's inhabited mostly by construction workers operating dump trucks and playing with bulldozers. They're working on making the Calaveras Dam more safe in case of a future earthquake. But Walker says he can't help thinking about the distant past. Imagine it. The likes of Google and Apple wouldn't rule Silicon Valley. There'd be no Silicon Valley. Peace out, mankind. There'd just be a treacherous, unending jungle inhabited by the entire cast of Jurassic Park. You know, the whole dino gang. The loving and motherly duck-billed Mayasaura. Stegosaurus. And of course, the legendary Tyrannosaurus Rex. Wait a second. Walker says the fossils he's finding are about 20 million years old. Dinosaurs were long gone by then. My bad. In reality, the world Walker is digging up was from the Miocene epoch, and it probably sounded like any old day at the beach. Walker says that's because most of the cities around the bay were underwater back then.
And the coast would have been near Mount Diablo.
If you were standing on that coast,
you might have seen whales off in the distance, or maybe dolphins swimming close to shore. We've also found the tooth of a seal, so you might have, if you were looking at the surf, you might have seen a seal head pop up in the breakers.
Dolphins, whales, and seals? How 2014?
About 20 million years ago, we had these whales, Desmostylids.
Who? I don't think I know the guy.
Desmostylus is an extinct order of marine mammals. They looked kind of like a hippo, and they lived along the California coast.
And he's found fossils of other crazy big water animals.
We found at least one that would have belonged to a megalodon.
That's a big shark that scientists think was almost 60 feet long and that could easily crush the skull of a prehistoric whale as easily as a grape. Yikes.
Looked a lot like a great white, but was quite a bit larger. Its space in the environment is now taken up by things like killer whales and stuff like that.
Sea beasts lived and sea beasts died. They sank to the bottom of the ocean. And over time, the landscape changed and the water went away too.
Probably the big event that would have changed the way the area looked is about 15 million years ago, the San Andreas Fault system would have started to propagate up this way.
The San Andreas Fault formed just about 20 million years ago. The central coast, scientists think, moved north thanks to the rumbling and shaking caused by earthquakes along the fault. Now, humble geologist, imagine the 1906 earthquake happening several times over, sometimes on smaller scales, for millions of years, giving California's landscape periodic makeovers over and over again.
So from that point on, we see things starting to, at least geologically, look a lot like they are today.
And the world keeps moving. And someday, someone might spend their day job looking for fossils of us. But for now, we're still here, trying to get our dams, our buildings, and our worlds retrofitted in an attempt to keep it that way. But just as a warning, if the Calaveras Dam failed during the time of an earthquake, experts say a 30-foot-high wall of water would rush towards Fremont and Interstate 880. But it wouldn't be the end of the world. The world would just look slightly different. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
That piece first aired in December 2014.